Hi guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast, the show dedicated to transforming your life. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Helen, and we're excited to bring you the best information on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and health. Let's get on with the show.
What's up, guys? Coach Steve here, and welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, I'm joined with one of Maxine's top 10 finalists, Tash Newell. Tash, welcome to the Challenge Podcast.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to finally get a chance to chat with you here. Now, you know, you just found out that you were in the top 10 just a few days ago. Can you tell us a little bit about how the past couple of days have been for you?
It was very surreal when I got that call. I really couldn't believe it. I wasn't expecting it. At the start of the challenge, I did actually set a goal. I had completed the challenge previously and got into the top 50, and that was exciting. I had great results on this challenge, obviously. I hit top 50, and I was ecstatic because that's come mid-challenge, the top 10 kind of fell off my radar. That wasn't my focus anymore. I was just learning a lot. But when I got that call from Helen, I really could not believe it. But it was amazing. And it's kind of, it took a while to sink in.
Yeah, you should be so proud of the amazing result that you've achieved. And top 10 is absolutely amazing. Look, Tash, yeah. I want to start by telling us a little bit about yourself, maybe where you're from, what you do for work, and, you know, who is Tash?
I live in Canberra. Funnily enough, public servant. Don't hold that against me. But I run a business as well. I run a martial arts school here in Canberra. Ooh. I also study. I'm a wife, got two kids, so pretty busy. I am pretty busy.
Yeah, wow. How did you find time to fit the challenge in? That's amazing.
You have to.
I suppose
we have goals, especially being in martial arts. If you have a goal, you need to make time to do it. That's all it is. And I think the busier you are, the more important it is to actually find that time for yourself. It's super important. And you can. Everyone's got the same amount of hours in the day, but you need to find time for yourself.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Talking about martial arts, and it's going to sound silly, but, you know, you run the business or work within the business. Do you practice martial arts or do you just run the business side of things?
I do. It's hard. Again, need to find the time because you're so focused on building business, teaching everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, that's another extra. You need to find time to actually practice yourself as well.
Yeah. Yes. I think that's a really interesting point where, you know, you might be in a great position where you go, oh, hey, I run a martial arts business. You know all the skills around that. But then you go, I still have to find time to do that. And it's interesting because it happens within the fitness world where, let's use me as an example, like I have all the knowledge and I have all the resources available for me to be fit and healthy and everything in between. But I still need to make time to train myself and eat well myself. So, yeah, even though we have the knowledge, applying it is a whole nother conversation and we need to make time to do that.
Absolutely, yes.
Tash, let's talk about why you chose to start the challenge. So you've kind of mentioned that you've been successful in the past with a few different challenges. You know, how many challenges have you tried and completed within the Maxine Challenge?
I'd say maybe five.
Maybe five, okay.
Maybe five.
If you try to rewind to maybe that very, very first time that you attempted the challenge, can you tell us a little bit about why you chose to sign up that very first time?
So I come from a fitnessy type background. I've always loved exercising. However, my body didn't reflect that. And it's because my eating habits weren't great. I've always been overweight. I've always had issues with my weight management ever since I was young. And it was just because I didn't know how to eat well or eat properly. And I've always been fit and strong. And people always been surprised that due to my weight, what I could do physically, but I wanted my body to reflect how I felt inside, fit and strong. And it was 100% down to my eating habits. I saw the results that people were getting. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to get in and do this and start changing my body. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so can you now speak about maybe why you chose to continuously come back and either reattempt or successfully reattempt the challenge? Like, what was it that made you want to re-sign up each time?
So every challenge I've done, I've learned something. I mean, you come in, you think, okay, I know how to eat healthy, I know how to exercise, but I think I lacked that structure. And that's what the challenge gives you, that structure that tells you how to eat, how to exercise. And I just wanted, even though I knew what to do in general, I just needed that structure to follow. And I love challenges. I absolutely love challenges. I'm a little bit competitive. So I just needed something to follow.
Now, I tend to see successful challenges, you know, doing multiple challenges. And each time you kind of like learn something new and you add another layer to your understanding about, you know, yourself or about the broader understanding around nutrition and training and all these things. Did you go through a similar process where every challenge you did, you may have learned something, you know, new every time? Can you speak a little bit about that? Maybe like something that you've learned each time?
Absolutely. So you learn about your food, you learn about exercise, you know, they've been great. I think you learn more about yourself and your mindset, your resilience, your everything, you're building it. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get there in. That's why I've continued to do challenges over and over again. And I've stopped in between and saw if I could do it on my own. And you're adding tools to your belt every time you do a challenge. And I've definitely learned something every challenge. But I'm getting a better mindset every time that I do it. And I feel better equipped after every challenge to continue having a healthier lifestyle. And that's been great.
There is this one fallacy that some challengers face when they sign up and they may have looked at some previous media or marketing or, you know, people online and go, oh, you know, this person who won the challenge achieved that in 12 weeks. And then they have this expectation when they go, oh, well, they did it in 12 weeks. I need, with emphasis on need, to do it in 12 weeks, which to achieve that result in one 12-week period, number one, you know, you're only looking at that 12-week period. You don't see the other side of it. And then two, that's very rare to do it within 12 weeks or 3 months or so. And what ends up happening is we try or attempt a fitness thing and, you know, it might not go well. We kind of dip our toes in the water and then we try again and we get a little bit better and we try again and we get a little bit better. And what ends up happening is we build this really good foundation of just trying. And an analogy I use is like building a house. So maybe in the previous challenges that you did, you know, you were slowly building the foundation. And then you started to put up the slacks. I don't know house analogy that well, but you know, you started to put up the walls and then the roof and everything. And then now you're in a position where you're decorating the house. You're painting it. You've got the good foundation and structure. And you've achieved this amazing result. You should be so proud of. And now it's time to, you know, look in the future, right? So have you thought about where or what you are going to be doing in the future? As in, you know, are you going to challenge yourself to train martial arts a little bit more or try something funky like a marathon or maybe a physique competition? Like, have you thought about the future and what your goals may be?
I'm the kind of person that wants to do a lot. There's so much that I want. My goalpost shifts a lot. Mm-hmm. It's funny that you talk about keeping trying and trying. In martial arts, we have a saying, I don't know if it's strictly martial arts related, but fall down seven, stand up eight.
Okay.
It's not about you failing. You're absolutely not failing if you drop out of a challenge halfway. You've learned something.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't keep trying, that's the only time you've ever failed, if you don't stop trying. You're constantly learning, and it's a journey, absolutely a journey. And I've had goals for each one of my challenges, but I was going to do another grading in martial arts this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, I need to lose the weight to be able to achieve that. There's always some outside goals that I wanted to achieve. And, of course, due to COVID, that didn't happen. That could have stopped me. I've had that like, oh, well, great. I don't have that goal anymore. But it didn't matter because I really enjoyed doing the challenge. And you feel better. You feel amazing. You feel stronger. You feel healthier after the challenge. You know, people like to have that treat meal and you find really quickly that if your body feels disgusting, it feels really horrible when you start eating bad again. And they're all good lessons to learn.
Yeah. The next point I want to make is about platinum. You did the platinum challenge in May, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you speak about maybe the reason why you chose to sign up to that and then the difference between maybe doing you did the January challenge as the regular challenge and then the May challenge as platinum. Can you speak a little bit about the differences in maybe mindset or your approach to the challenge because you've achieved such an amazing result as getting into the top 10? Can you speak a little bit about that?
So I know whichever way you do it, the challenge works because I've done it both ways. But with platinum, just because you've got that little tighter community, you've got someone that can stay accountable to, I mean, you can have that in both, but it's a little bit extra in the Platinum Challenge. I think that's what I needed. I knew I was just trying to, you know, look into the future. I think, okay, what if something comes up that's going to test me? I just wanted to be accountable to someone specifically so I could keep pushing. Like if there was questions that I didn't have answers to, I didn't know where to go to. Tracking's very important to me, and I need to track everything to see how I'm going. Because it helps with your mindset, and your mindset is your biggest challenge during the challenge. Yep. And the Platinum just helped.
Mm. Talking about challenges leads me on to my next question, talking about challenges. So, you know, every person is going to have their own unique challenges. And sometimes the, you know, training side of things and the nutrition side of things are the easy part of it. And sometimes the biggest challenge is, you know, maybe finding time to train or to, you know, recover from a niggle or an ache of pain, and maybe trying to improve our sleep or those types of things. Like, can you speak about some of the challenges that you face and you had to overcome to achieve such an amazing result that you did?
So it's hard when you're busy, but because I've done challenges previously, you know that you need to be prepared. You know that you need to have backup meals in the freezers. You know that you need to set out a schedule straight away, especially if you've got kids, you've got work, you need to work out exactly when you are going to do your workout. You set it, you prepare for it, you get your clothes ready the night before, and that's what makes a difference. You can't wing it because things will get in the way. Life gets in the way, kids get in the way, you get sick, and it's, again, it comes back to that fall down 7, stand up 8. You need to make sure that you rest. You need to listen to your body. If you've got an injury, rest, because it's mainly nutrition, and I found that. Absolutely, you can't out-train a bad diet because I've tried. And I've tried and I've tried because I love exercise and I love food. It just doesn't work. But just plan.
Yeah. Plan. I love it. I love that saying too, 4 down 7, stand up 8. I might have to quote you on that. So if you, if that makes an appearance in a future video, I'll make sure that I credit you for that. All right, let's talk about change. So starting on like a small scale, talking about the May Challenge, if you rewind to the start of the May Challenge to where you are now, can you speak a little bit about how your life has changed or looks different after completing the May Platinum Challenge?
I think the May Challenge was one of my best challenges to set me up for the future, because in previous challenges, I think I felt a little bit restricted. This one, I've had so much choice with my food and I've learned so many new recipes and food that I've never thought about even trying before. Mm-hmm. And I've loved it. Like, I found so many recipes that I could switch from the food that I used to eat, and it's all amazing. So once you find all that stuff, I think it's a lot easier to, I haven't felt hungry. I've been able to carry it on. You know what to buy. You know how, I don't like cooking. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people who hate cooking, but they give you lots of tips and tricks. And I bought an air fryer. Air fryers are amazing. I air fry everything. And it's, for someone who doesn't cook, I've made a lot of food and it's been fine. It's been great.
Yeah. I think, you know, talking about restrictive diets and a little bit of a sidetrack, I think when we look at diet plans or nutrition plans, they become very like tunneling or like very pigeonholed, where you go, okay, I'm only allowed to have A, B, C and X, Y, Z foods and that's it. Everything else is on like the ban list, you know? And what ends up happening is when we create this restricted diet, everything on the ban list becomes the things that you crave, the things that you think about every single day. And now I guess the challenge is moving that direction where we're going, hey, we can have all these foods, right? Within moderation. And you probably experience that within Platinum and you go, hey, like, you know, I'm allowed to have lots of these different types of foods. Of course, you know, being moderate with it, you can't take the piss, right? And now that opens up to this area where you go, hey, like with the right balance, I can have lots of different things. And now you don't crave that cookie or that cake or that soda because you're like, well, I can have something that's similar. I'm opened up to a whole plethora of foods. And if I want to be fancy, I can be fancy. If I want to be really simple and plain, I can. If I want to air fry something, I can. If I want to be creative, I can. And that's the point with longevity, is being like, hey, I can do these things if I really want to. And it's great that you've experienced that, right? Because now long-term, you're going to be able to control your body transformation forever, right? Without feeling restrictive, because restrictive sucks, eh? Mm. From here, I have a few questions for you. They're going to be fun. The first question is, what's your favorite exercise?
Oh, my favorite exercise. I don't know. I love HIIT training.
Okay.
I love, because I'm so busy, I love getting in, hitting it hard and getting out. So I love my HIIT training, but I love working shoulders as well.
Ooh, okay, okay. Like shoulders as in like an overhead press or shoulders as in like a lateral raise? Like
all my shoulders. So every exercise that targets your shoulders, I'm okay with them.
I love it. Well, then my next question to that, which might be leading, would be what's your favorite muscle to flex?
Yep. If I get this happen, I'm happy. Yeah.
All right. So talking about the lower body, are you team squats or team deadlifts?
Squats and deadlifts. I haven't mastered them yet. I'm a work in progress there, but I think I'm better at squats than deadlifts. Yep. Working on them slowly. But
Good. All right. So you've kind of mentioned HIIT training, but then when we talk about the bigger concept of cardio, are you a fan of cardio or do you have a love-hate relationship with it?
I'm a little bit of a cardio bunny.
Yeah.
Coming from a group fitness instructor.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like my cardio, but I like weights as well.
What's the cardio of choice?
I don't like running.
Okay.
I'm not a runner. So if Glenn asks me to run, I'll do it begrudgingly, but luckily we don't. So it's fine. But I like burpees, I like all that kind of fast, get in, get it done type of stuff.
Love it. Okay. All right. Now talking about dinner, what was your go-to dinner while you're doing the challenge?
So I'd switch out a few. I liked making kind of like Mexican bowls.
Ooh.
I like to keep it simple. So I like my steak, veggies, potato. You can't go wrong there. Yeah. And I love zoodle bolognese.
Zoodle bolognese. All right. All right. Do you want to tell us what that is?
Just swap out your pasta and just use zucchini noodles instead of, and then I found, is it pronounced ajwa? That was amazing.
The ajwa dressing there.
Oh, it's amazing. And I would never have tried it. Follow as many people on Facebook, Instagram as I can and people just pull up awesome recipes and you try them and you never look back.
Yeah.
They're amazing. Absolutely.
All right, let's talk about advice. So if someone came to you, maybe saw your transformation and they want to get fit and healthy or they want to complete the Maxine Challenge, what advice would you give somebody?
They need to want to do it. You need to find why you want to do this in the first place. Even if that changes mid-challenge, that's fine. But you need a reason to do it, because if you don't want to do it, if you're not committed to make that change, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But also you need to remember that it's only 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. Think of it in the grand scheme of things. It's only 3 months out of your life. If you can commit to that, you're going to learn so much from it. You're going to grow from it. It absolutely changes you, but you need to commit to it. That's a big thing.
I love it. I love it. Commit to it and you'll get it done. Look, Tash, let's wrap it up there. I want to thank you so much for donating some of your time to be part of the Challenge Podcast. I know that your fitness journey will continue and you'll continue to inspire so many people to live a healthier life and to really transform their body. So for that, congratulations on making the top 10 and thank you for continuing to promote fitness and health to everybody.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.